You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line from Cape Town is Stefania from London South East. Stefania, how is it over there in Cape Town?
Hi. It's great. I mean, the weather is fantastic and, you know, it's pretty busy with the Indaba Mining Conference.
So what's coming out of the conference? What have you found out so far?
Find out that lithium is pretty hot and sexy, let's say, but there is a good interest in gold and silver as well. So, yeah.
And what about the companies? I mean, any companies you can tell us about that you found interesting there or are interesting in the market?
Yeah, so basically we had a party with Hummingbird on Sunday. That was good, and we just were looking at the company, and Amanda Van Dijk was there as well. I think a lot of interest in gold, and then we have also some interest in uranium. So Macango is here, Govex is here, which is a TSX-listed company, quite interesting. And now I'm going to go back to the conference later on today to find out a little bit more about it.
And are there like large investors looking to invest in these smaller companies?
I think investors are more looking about opportunities. So I think here is the best place where basically you can find out company maybe listed on a Canadian market, ASX market, or even private companies. So yesterday I met the CEO of Mexican mining exploration, and he's a company that has got fantastic Mexican gold assets, but they want to stay private, you know, not even thinking about a listing. So I think it's about find out the best opportunities. Another company pretty interesting is Lookup Diamond. So they've got fantastic assets, diamond assets in Angola. Finding quite a big stones listed on the Australian market. They will be doing an IPO in London sometime this year. So, you know, that's also an interesting, let's say, diamond sexy company. So lots of interest here in Cape Town. But I see that also the oil and gas companies, they are doing quite well.
Right. And are they recovered from the fall in crude? Is it now back to normal for these companies?
Sorry?
Is it back to normal for these oil and gas companies after the fall in the crude price and everything else last year?
Well, I think the oil price is coming back and probably is aiming to get between $60 and $70 per barrel later on in the year. So, you know, if you have a company, they are actually producing. So today was, for instance, it was a good update from Rockopper Exploration, which is one of the cheapest company now, you know, oil and gas company on the market. And they basically had Premier Oil is doing a refinancing. That's good for their assets in the Falkland, the Sea Lion. They've got with Prem, and also they are going to have an exploration when in Egypt. So in Egypt they are already producing 1,100 barrel per hour per day, and then they will be adding this exploration well with a spud date sometimes in March. So I think Rock Copper is going to be interesting, and Pamu Gordon, they have even a target price of 85p per shares, so which is quite, you know, is quite substantial. There is quite a substantial difference from the actual share price, which is, you know, completely crazy. So I think Rock Copper is good. And then I saw also a pretty interesting update from the old Seal Gatwick Gasher conglomerate company this morning, which was pretty good with upgrade of the Portland OIP figures. And you know, the share price for UCOC went up, Solo went up as well, Alba as well, and Regency, you know, all the company involved into the wholesale project.
Lots of positive things coming out of there, Stefania. Thank you so much. That was Stefania there from London South East.